Kenobi lowered his head for a moment, as though gathering his strength. Then he looked up and nodded. Quite sure. All right, he said, feeling his heart thud. But if the pain gets worse, if you feel anything else, anything, then we turn back. We think of another way to do this. Deal? Deal, said Kenobi, tightly, taking hold of the commsat chair. Didn't sit, though, no. He was too criffing stubborn for that. Bail shook his head and thought, Jedi. All right, he said. Here we go. Here I go, Breeha. Wish me luck, my love. He pushed them out of cruising speed, and the ship hurtled toward Zagula. Moment by moment, the planet seemed to expand until it filled the viewport. They flashed past its moons, hurtled closer, closer. Breathing deeply, he eased back the ship's speed, preparing to enter the planet's exosphere. How's the headache, Master Kenobi? He asked, tossing the question behind him. Are you all right? Kenobi grunted. The ship's bones vibrated gently as Zagula's highest atmospheric layer claimed them. His heart was beating so hard it felt like his veins would explode. He couldn't drag his eyes away from the planetary surface so far below them, the cloud swirls and the continents, the dearth of open water. The nav comp beeped again, a minor course correction. Atmospheric conditions were knocking them around. He eased back the speed a little farther, mindful of making a smooth re-entry, mindful that Kenobi was a pilot and watching. Then, he engaged the ship's sensors and swept Zagula for lifeforms. Nothing human or humanoid registering, he said. Lower-level animal and plant signatures. At least the life support readings confirm the planet won't kill us. Another grunt from Kenobi. They slid through the ionosphere, gliding lower and lower toward the surface. Bail wanted to press his nose to the viewport, be the first to see their destination, the Sith Temple. But Zagula seemed abandoned. No civilization, no infrastructure. No Sith. So that was something, at least. He was worrying for nothing. They were going to be fine. He slowed their rate of descent again, just to be on the safe side. Now he could make out tracts of scraggled woodland, cliffs and valleys, stretches of open, barren plain, boulders scattered like marbles. Everything looked sere and lifeless, inhospitable, formidable. He glanced at the nav comp. According to the readout, they were only minutes from the temple. Behind him, Kenobi muttered something. I'm sorry, Bail said, reluctantly turning. I didn't quite catch... His heart punched so hard it nearly broke his ribs. Kenobi was on his knees, his face gray, the whites of his eyes turned a gaudy blood red. Sweat poured off him, soaking his battle-scorched Jedi tunic, and he clung to the commsat seat as though it were his last hope of survival. What is it? He demanded. Master Kenobi!
Sith!
Kenobi groaned, his throat working, the long muscles in his neck standing out like metal hawsers.
Get us out of here now!
Bail felt his mouth suck dry and his heartbeat stutter.
Sith? But Alinta said she wouldn't lie. I don't understand how we could get so close without you feeling their presence,
Bail thought. He reached for the helm, ready to pull the ship up, felt his fingers close around the controls, and then cried out as an invisible hand caught him by the back of the neck, dragged him out of the pilot's seat, and threw him like a child's rag doll down the length of the cockpit and into the corridor beyond. He struck the wall, then fell to the deck, his head hitting the plating with a sickening crack. Bright lights burst before his eyes, and reality spun on its crazy axis. Breathless, all he could do was sprawl on his back and stare at the green ceiling above him.
Kenobi? Was that Kenobi? He thought. What the crith is going on?
Reality kept on spinning. He was falling. He was falling. No, the ship was falling. It was diving without restraint or sanity towards Zagula's unkind surface.
Where's Kenobi? Why doesn't he do something?
Sweet-sour saliva flooded his mouth as he rolled first on his side and then to his knees and finally as he found his feet. Heaving, spitting, bile burning his throat, he staggered into the cockpit and saw Master Kenobi at the helm, both hands on the controls, aiming their starship toward the unforgiving ground.
Hey, what the cark are you?
Kenobi's fist came up, clenched to white knuckles.
I'm sorry.
Bail cried out as that terrible power closed around his throat. He was a statue of flesh, a living man turned to stone, but he could still see. They were crashing into daylight, into wilderness, desolation. Death was rushing up to meet them.
Sorry,
Kenobi whispered, anguished, one hand still on the helm.
So sorry.
Bail's ears were ringing, his vision blurred and darkened.
Briha, Briha, don't be sorry, he croaked. Do something. I don't want to die.